Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, world, and welcome to A Positive Mind with Positive Vibes. I am very, very, very thrilled, very grateful, and very honored to have this actual guest that I have on my episode today. She is a very accomplished author. She is the queen of manifesting, and I am once again very beyond grateful and honored to have this light worker with us. She is the author of several titles, including hashtag Actually I Can, Affirmations for Happiness, and two books on the way, not one, just but two. My Pocket Guide to Manifestation, which will be launching in May of 2022, and Letters to the Universe, 50 guided letters to help you script and manifest the life that you want. Thank you so much for joining me, Kelsey Aida Raldes.
Yeah, that was really close. Kelsey Aida Raldes.
Kelsey Aida Raldes.
Yeah, Aida, like gotcha. The opera.
Gotcha. I love it.
I always go by Kelsey Aida because Raldes is like a whole long, lots of vowels, confusing how to say it. So I usually just drop the last name.
Trust me, I'm the same exact way. I'm Austin Varvel, and like people always say Varvel, Marvel. I'm just like, right. Okay, we'll just be Austin today. I'm not dealing with it.
Keep it simple.
That's it. Nice and easy. Well, first and foremost, thank you for joining. Definitely very, very proud of all the success that you have. And thank you once again for just, you know, being a light worker and really helping educate people on, you know, what's most important with understanding themselves, healing, but also manifesting the life that they desire. So my first question, first and foremost, we're releasing the book on January 11th, 111. I love that. I take it there was a specific reason for that.
You know, I think my higher self had the specific reason. I actually had nothing to do with this date on a conscious process. Like my publisher was just like, hey, this is the date when it's coming out. And then I was just obviously not surprised by that because 111 is a number of manifestation. So yeah, it's pretty cool how it worked out like that. But I'm pretty sure my higher self was like, girl, we got you. It's all organized. Don't worry. Because I never even had that thought in my mind. And then when I saw the date, I was like, oh, perfect. Could it be any other date?
I love that. And I think that, you know, especially as we continue to tap in with that higher self, you know, we take that step back and just allow that higher self to kind of just flow, you know, and when it flows, I think that there are some of the most beautiful, beautiful things that, you know, can really come from that. So, you know, let's start with you. I want to learn more about you. So, you know, let's talk about a little bit of your history with manifesting and your journey to coming to understand all of the knowledge that you have around manifesting.
Yeah, so I think myself, like everyone, I've always been a powerful creator. We're always manifesting, we're always making stuff happen. But I didn't really start my conscious manifestation journey until like my early 20s. And I was in my late teens, early 20s, suffering through depression, like hardcore. I was stuck in the cycle for about 3 years. And it was a long, drawn out, exhausting episode that did involve like contemplating suicide, never like suicide attempts, but just kind of like dreaming of like, oh, I wish I could be in a coma and then I wake up and everything will be better. Or like, I just want to sleep all the time. Or what if I just like drove on the wrong side of the road and then it was all over and I wouldn't have to suffer anymore. Like just entertaining those possibilities as a way out, not seriously like planning anything, but it was basically to the point where I was like, okay, I need to figure this out. Like, I know intuitively that I didn't just come here to be miserable. Like, this is crazy. I used to be happy. I used to be bubbly. I used to have dreams. I used to have friends. I used to have plans. I used to get excited about things. And I was just like, man, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And when I got to that pain threshold after years of suffering, I was just like, okay, universe, God, life, like, help me out here. Throw me a bone. I need to figure out like how to be happy.
Yes.
Because that's like really my only option at this point. So when you go through a situation like that, you realize how important quality of life is. You realize that I would rather die than have a shitty quality of life, right? It's crazy to think that because we think, oh, the most important thing is survival. It's not. The most important thing to us is having a good quality of life, of having a rich experience in life, of having connection, of having joy, of having whatever you want. So that was a big realization, and that's kind of where my life's work took off. And when I made that declaration, I'm ready to learn how to feel better. Please help me. Like, I'm here. I'm willing. I need to make this happen. That's when the right mentors started showing up, the right books, the right resources, the right tools, the right therapist, the right chiropractor, the right just support. And that was when I started to gently climb out of the hole of depression without any medication, because I was like dead set on not using medicine, because I'm just like hardcore overachiever. Not that there's not a time and place for medicine, but I was just like, no, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do it on my own. I'm gonna do it by myself.
I got this.
Yeah, yeah, I can do it. So anyway, a bunch of stuff aligned. I'm starting to feel better. I'm getting help. I'm fixing my mindset. I'm just coming into a new chapter, a new lifestyle, a new mindset. And after a couple weeks of doing this work and that powerful declaration, I was feeling honestly better than I had ever felt in my whole life. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I felt like that. And now I feel like this. I've never felt like this. This is awesome. I want everyone to experience this kind of empowerment. And so I'm going to start teaching what's been working for me. I'm going to start teaching what's been helping me. I'm going to be the next Deepak Chopra. I'm going to be the next Gabby Bernstein. Like, I want to be, I want to be an author. I never had an inclination towards writing, like never in school. I mean, when I was little, I used to write books about butterflies, going to the store and getting ice cream, being friends. Like, I used to write like stories, but
I love that.
I don't know. I never saw myself becoming an author until I wanted to teach personal development. And then I was like, well, books are a way to reach lots of people where I can sit down and write it in a couple weeks, a month, a couple months, and then it touches people forever and ever. So I just logically was like, this is a good way to spread the message, spread the word. And then I decided that, but of course I was like, well, nobody knows who I am. I can't just go and write this book because it's going to be in vain. Nobody's going to read it. Nobody's going to buy it. So I was like, well, first I'll start a blog and build an audience, and hopefully like people will like what I put out there, and then I can write a book and then someone will actually read it and it won't just like hit a wall, right? So that's what I did. I built up KelseyAida.com. I was writing about anxiety, depression, self-love, manifesting, empowerment, raising your vibration. And yeah, it just kind of started from there. Now it's exploded into one-on-one coaching, international retreats. We're on working on book number 5 and 6 right now. There's just a lot happening where it's just manifested in so many different avenues for spreading the information. But really, my whole goal is to help people have an easier life, have a better quality of life, enjoy their life, and become really energetically aligned and fulfilled in that.
Wow, that is so beautiful. And I love so much about that journey, because, you know, it's so relatable. You know, it really, really is. I find that especially right now in today's day and age, there's so many people in that dark hole. There's so many people, you know, trying to just claw their way out, look for any type of light, look for any type of opening. And for you to be able to provide that, whether that be through a blog, through your podcast as well, through your books, you know, it's just so, so transformative. So first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for continuing to, you know, share that love and light with people and, you know, just really continue to live your best life. And it's so fascinating to me that, you know, when we finally gave up the need to want to control everything and surrender, when we finally surrender to the universe and to the laws that are here and to the beauty of it, is when we really start to see all the things that we desire manifest, and we really start to create paths that we would have never thought even existed.
Yeah. And just, I think having the willingness is a huge piece, and like not accepting any other way is a huge piece. Like, I was stuck between a rock and a hard place. You know, I was like, this is what needs to happen. Like, this is my life. I'm declaring that this is what I'm here for now. And yeah, I think the willingness paired with the like determinism, but like a healthy determinism, not like determinism where you're going up against a wall and you just won't quit, even though maybe you probably should, more like a determinism of like spirit of one way or another, I'm going to be flexible in the how, but I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to get there.
100%. And I think that, you know, a lot of people often get so entangled in the end result or what it is that they want. And when it doesn't come to them, they think it's not working. They think, you know, their process isn't working, that they're not healing or that they're not doing what they need to, when in actuality, those are the types of things that are holding them back. You know, those negative beliefs, those negative thought processes, those are what's postponing that greatness for them to achieve. So then I'll ask you, you know, what have been some really strong influencers on your development as, you know, not only a manifester, but also an author and so forth?
As far as like other authors or spiritual teachers? And
anybody and everybody.
Okay. So I'll kind of go through my journey. So in the beginning, it was a lot of Hay House people like Louise Hay and all her affirmations. Yes. Yes. And then Wayne Dyer, I loved everything he had to say. And Gabby Bernstein was really expansive for me at that time. And obviously Abraham Hicks, like Law of Attraction for Life. I mean, there I think that's is. Where everybody really starts with a good piece yes, of ma'am. Information, right? So that's really fun. Yep. And then as I evolved on my journey, I really started to gravitate more towards Matt Kahn. He writes amazing books. He's a great spiritual teacher and healer. And Teal Swan is one of my favorite teachers. She's really hardcore and realistic, which I appreciate. She's a very smart woman, but also she has a lot of psychic insight, which is cool. And yeah, those are probably some of my favorites throughout the years. But a lot of the information in my books is like channeled directly from the source. So when I listen to other teachers, it's cool because I get to hear like how the messages come through them, through their lens, through their intellect, through their mind. And there's just so much crossover when everyone's getting it from the same like higher place, you know, it's pretty cool.
It is. And I find it, you know, so fascinating that, you know, several people could be saying the same exact thing, but that one person says it differently to where, you know, it really clicks for someone, it really connects. And, you know, the one thing that I've always believed is, you know, we could talk for hours upon hours, but if there's that one phrase, that 1 minute that people can really listen to, learn from, and then all of a sudden just click, you know, that is what's worth all of the hours spent. That's what's worth all of the energy exerted. Because that ultimately is how we're going to contribute to creating a better world, not only for ourselves and our loved ones and those around us, but also lead by example. You know, I find that there's so many of us right now from so many different backgrounds, so many different levels of understanding that, you know, we're truly leading by example and ushering into, as you talked about on your most recent episode on your podcast, the Age of Aquarius. So as we step into that world and as we step into this new future, you know, it really is, once again, all about community, all about really reinforcing what, once again, that quality of life is for us and how we can make it the best that we can. So then I'll ask you, without giving too much away from the book, what are a couple of manifesting tips that you think that we could share with some people that really would help them either align with themselves or align with the dreams that they have, which are typically one and the same?
Yes. So something that gets me fired up and excited to talk about is always why the manifestations aren't happening, right? Mm. Because that's like the money piece. It's really fun to do vision boards. It's really easy to visualize. It's really great to write it all down. Like, we already know this. Okay, this is like Law of Attraction 101, which is great. It works. It has its place. Like, we need that, right? Good foundation. But then there comes the troubleshooting. Why am I doing this and I don't see the results? Why have I been wanting this forever and it's not happening? And it always boils down to some form of resistance, usually an internal resistance. And a lot of times it looks like you consciously wanting something, but a part or several parts of you that are not on board with that, which is where parts work comes in. And this is where it's good to have a coach who can like dig into your blind spots and stuff. But usually, let's say, for example, you want to manifest $1 million. Okay, I'm just gonna give it an example because I think it'll be easier to understand this way. You're like, I want $1 million. I wanna be a millionaire. Like, I'm so hyped about this. Like, I just know like this is my destiny, whatever, whatever. Cool, okay, that's great. So you're trying and trying, nothing's happening. You're losing money, it's not working. WTF, like, I don't understand. Well, maybe there's a part of you that saw your father get used for money, get divorced, lose his legacy. And so there's a part of you in the background that's like, if you have too much money, like, people are just going to use you.
So
right?
Powerful. Yes.
And that part of you is going to be like, no, we don't want money. We're not going to let you have money because that means X, Y, and Z, all these bad things. So in order to protect you, no money for you. Right? Mm. And if you don't know this script is running in the background, there's nothing you can do about it. But through the hype word shadow work, right? Just bringing things from your unconscious into your conscious, you are able to look at that and be like, oh, I see the blockage. It's right here. This part of me does not want me to have money. How can I get it on board? How can I let it know that money is safe? I'm not my dad. That's not my destiny. I'm gonna do my part to make sure that doesn't happen to me. How can I almost like lovingly convince and negotiate and work with this part to get all my parts on the same page? Because yes, once you have all of you on the same page, then it's so easy to manifest whatever you want because every part of you is working towards that. When you have some of you working towards it and some of you working against it, you're at a stalemate. It's like a tug of war. So your energy can't really move in the direction that you want it to move. You're just stuck there. So that's why it's really, really beneficial to do therapeutic work, to work with coaches, to have the self-inquiry, even just if you're working alone, to ask, like, is there any part of me that isn't on board with this? Do I have limiting beliefs around this? What bad things do I believe would happen if I got what I wanted? Like, these are all questions you can start to ask to uncover your resistance and then work with it and work through it so that you release it.
That is, man, you just dropped more than $1 million in jewelry right there. That was so incredible. And that is honestly what I've come to understand as well, even with my own self and, you know, the things that I want and desire and, you know, people that reach out to me, it's always the subconscious beliefs. It's always that subconscious schema and narrative that we have developed through, you know, perceiving the world through the eyes of maybe not even ourselves, but our family, our trauma, you know, our childhood. And it isn't until we really dig deep within and uncover those things and acknowledge them. And whether that's, you know, writing a letter to your younger self or, you know, having the, once again, series of meditations or having a coach or therapy, you know, even in a collective of all of those together, are we really able to truly understand and bring to light that bit of darkness? And I think that society right now, we're tired. Once again, we're tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we're looking for any way to understand how we can remove those blockages. And I love it so much to see so many people begin to look inward, because I feel like for so many years, there has been this giant social shift of pointing the finger at everyone else except the one in the mirror. We haven't really taken that accountability for ourselves and the way that we make decisions and way we make choices, but most importantly, why we do those things and then put forth the effort to change it. So I just, it's so incredible to be alive right now and seeing so many people, once again, like yourself and so many others, you know, break these generational curses, break these, you know, ongoing schemas and ongoing narratives of, you know, I want this, but how am I going to have it? Or, but maybe it's not meant for me, or maybe that's just a pipe dream. You know, those things I find are so debilitating when you're trying to manifest the life that you desire, but more importantly, achieve your own happiness, you know, and achieve that peace within yourself. So talking about the collective now, let's switch a little bit to talking about society as a whole. What do you think that as a society we can do to continue to move forward into this beautiful age of Aquarius, of manifesting, of community, and really just actualize our highest potential?
Mm-hmm. One of the facets that's really big in my work right now is teaching self-love, because if you look at it from a higher perspective, if you subscribe to the belief that we are all aspects of God, so yes, like brothers and sisters, children of God, you can look at it that way, but also like we are fragments of God. So if we all put together, like, we are God, everything is source consciousness, source energy. So being God, a piece of God, you when you realize this, you realize that there's no separation and that everybody else is you, right? Yes. So the reason why my work is so important to me is because I take in everyone as a part of myself. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm happy. Maybe I'm manifesting my dreams, but what about JoJo? What about Sarah? What about Dr. Such and Such? Like, these people are all me. If they're still suffering, I'm still suffering, right? So you get into this mindset and this realization, this higher truth of we are all one. I am everyone and everything. And you start to have that sense of connection already before you even have to build the connection in the 3D. You feel connected to everything and everyone when you start to take it in as a part of yourself, right? Which, by the way, is the true definition of love. To love something is to take it in as a part of yourself. If I love this crystal, then I'm taking positive ownership of it. It is an extension of me, and I will do no harm on this crystal, and I will take care of it, and I will love it, and I will cherish it, and it is me, right?
Yes.
Or if I love my child, right? Their well-being is my well-being. I can't hurt them without hurting myself if I genuinely love them, right? So that is trying to push me to the answer to say that it's this unity consciousness, this God consciousness, this connection to all beings that is going to build the bridge from where we are now to where we want to go. Because right now there's so much polarization and separation, and people have very little tolerance for taking on other people's perspectives. They actually can't access other perspectives. So we're building like parallel realities. Like, we live on the same earth, but these people are having this experience and these people are having this experience, and they can't see each other's experiences. They can't feel them. They can't hear them or understand them. And that's creating a lot of the issues. But if we can build those bridges of perspective, and I can put myself in, not even just put myself in somebody's shoes, if I can put myself into somebody's life, into their consciousness, if I can become them in their perspective, then I can understand. Then that's easy to see why they feel that way, why they're making those choices, why they are doing what they are doing. But where people mess up is they think, oh, I'm gonna put myself in their situation as me. If I was in that situation, I wouldn't feel that way. Well, of course you wouldn't, because you're not that person. You don't have their life. You don't have their beliefs. You don't have their trauma. You didn't come from that family. You didn't have that job. You don't have their life experience. But if you were them, you would feel exactly how they feel. You would be doing exactly what they're doing, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera. So, long answer, shortened. I think becoming better at exploring perspectives is going to be a huge key into moving into a new, more harmonious world, and taking positive ownership of each other, of the earth, of everything, which happens when you feel connected to it. Like, if I feel connected to you, I'm not going to want to do harm to you. If I feel connected to the earth, I'm not going to want to do harm to the earth. So it's cultivating that awareness, that connection, and coming back in into that higher truth of I am all of this.
100%. And I think that, man, you said it so well. I don't even know what else to say, like, quite honestly. Like, it was all perfect and all beautiful and so simple all at the same time, right? Because, you know, once again, it's just empathy. I think that once again, it's just, you know, empathy and understanding one another and taking the time to, once again, put and share and trade that perspective. But when you really put yourself in that person's shoes, it's having the understanding of, I may not know what you're going through right now, but I'm here with you. I can empathize with you, and we are going to get through it together. And we are seeing that shift, because once again, we are seeing, I feel like the world itself, as we talked about, you know, wanting to manifest the life that we desire, and we have one part of us that don't want to, the other part that does. When you look at the macro level, I think that that's the earth right now. We have so many people that want to see this change, that are here, that are light workers, that are doing it. And then we have this group of people that are just a little stubborn, that don't really want to take that ownership of their healing, of their fellow man, and of the earth itself. And I think that over time, one side's going to get tired than the other. And ultimately, I'm more than likely sure that love is going to win. It's going to be that open hug that's just like, look, you're tired, come here, let's just hug it out. Let's just hug it out. I'm right here with you. You know, we got love here. Because at the end of the day, you know, as we've seen time and time again, love is the most powerful energy, and it truly transcends space and time. And it's something that allows us the foundation to build something so long lasting, so worthwhile, you know. And once again, like the work that you do, this work that you do, it's going to outlive you. This is going to make a huge impact on generations to come, and they're going to have tools to build a better foundation than we ever could, because we're laying the groundwork for them to continue to succeed. And we're laying the groundwork for this new generation to not have to worry about the trauma, to not have to worry about the self-image, to not have to contemplate, should I give myself love or not? So once again, thank you. Thank you for what it is that you do. And thank you for writing your books and for having your podcast, and just overall, you know, just continuing to be that light worker. And as we continue to grow in population, I think that, you know, once again, we'll all contribute to come together to make the world a better place. I really, really do. So I want to ask, what is next? What are these next steps? Well, we, once again, we have book 5 and 6 coming. You are awesome. You're just out here. I see that. You're just out here pumping it out, man. We got 2 books already releasing this year. We got 2 more we're working on.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are going to be excited about this other one that I'm working on. So it's called Why the Law of Attraction Works for Some People, But Not You. And
Damn.
Called out. It's basically
people about
like
to be in their feels. All in their feels. They about to just be like, what do you mean me? Why me, Kelsey? Why me?
So basically, it's meant to be a fun, sassy manifestation troubleshooting guide. So kind of like the scenario that I was explaining before, like, okay, I did the stuff. Where's my things? Where are my results? I don't understand. And each chapter will walk people through different ways to troubleshoot resistance and release resistance. And maybe this is where my resistance is. Maybe where my resistance is. And then tools to navigate that and release it. Because it's honestly the most natural and effortless thing for beings to line up with what they desire. It's a natural process. So that's already naturally supposed to be happening. If it's not happening, then there is some sort of energetic rewiring that needs to happen, or some sort of healing that needs to take place. It's actually not that you're doing anything wrong, right? The title is just like a fun play on words, but it's not that the law of attraction doesn't work for you. It's working all the time. It works for everybody, but maybe you're not seeing the results that you would like because of X, Y, and Z. You know, could be the trauma, could be the beliefs, it could be one part of you that you just need to have one conversation with, and then bam, you're off to the races, like not a problem anymore, you know? Or it could just be beliefs that once you look at them and realize, oh my gosh, that's so ridiculous, I can't believe I've been thinking that, and then it's not a problem anymore, you know? So that book, honestly, I've had a funny relationship with. It's the longest book project I've ever worked on. Usually when I write a book, I can write it in weeks. I write it so fast. I just pump it right out and it's done. And I don't even like to revisit it. I just give it to the editors and I'm like, no. Cause I just like to channel it and like it's there. But this book I've been going back and forth for years because I know that I'm gathering the most up-to-date correct information on the law of attraction. And each year it's been changing. So I go back and I'm like, no, that's not it anymore. Now it's this. No, that's not it anymore. Now it's this. So I intuitively feel that the summer will be the time when this book can finally be birthed into the world. I'm not gonna promise because I've felt that feeling before, but I think, I really think it is this year that it's gonna happen. And then I'm also working on a book with some other lightworkers called The Lightworker Keys. And it's in collaboration with a woman named Sarah Ashley Wheeler. And we have about 10 women and we're all going to be writing our own expertise of like, this is that key piece to that one self-love puzzle, or this is that key piece to quantum leaping, or this is that key piece to X, Y, and Z. So it'll be like a open it to any page, have an activation guidebook type of book. So those are the two in the foreseeable future. I'm thinking of writing another one about perspective and how important it is to try on different perspectives and step into other people's perspectives, kind of like that spiel I was giving earlier. So yeah, so many books, so little time.
I love that. I can honestly just see you having your own section, literally, like this is the Kelsey section right
books.
Here. Literally, at least, at minimum. I love that. Well, here, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about this retreat, because I heard a little bit about it on your most recent episode once again. But let's dive a little deeper into that. Where did that start and kind of where are we at now?
Yeah, so in my family, we manifested a vacation home in Puerto Vallarta. It's my grandmother owns it. It's a luxury Airbnb and it is legit. Like it's the ish. And I was there with my family and my family was saying how so many yoga teachers were renting out the house to host retreats. And up until that point, I had never done any really in-person work. My career has been like 100% online, basically, because I've been a blogger, I've been a podcaster, I've been a coach through Zoom and stuff. So up until that point, I just never even thought about it. It never crossed my mind. Like, you can teach what you're teaching online in person at the beach in paradise, right? So then that opportunity just presented itself. And I was like, well, I'm so resourced with this home. Like, I should really put it to good use. Like, if these other people are teaching yoga retreats, I should teach what I'm teaching, but in person. So I created a retreat called Radical Self-Love, The Retreat, which is based on my Radical Self-Love online course. And it's only for women because the way that the house is set up, it's like a sleepover vibe. So we don't want no boys, sorry. But yeah, the retreat is...
That's fine.
Do boys retreats later, but for now, it's only girls allowed. And it's a self-love retreat for women to come together, to gather, to heal, to laugh, to play, to cry, to do yoga, to eat nourishing foods, to have Reiki performed on them, to go to the beach, to let go of your baggage in the water, like in the ocean, to be together and commune, to come together in real life. And I've literally been hosting these retreats ever since right before the pandemic and during the pandemic. And I will still host them during a pandemic because it's important for us to get together in person and talk about these things in person. And I think you just get a different level of activation when you take yourself outside of your regular daily routine with a specific intention of like, okay, this is the week for me to learn how to love myself better in this most healing, beautiful, supportive space in person with Kelsey, where I'm going to be activated just by being in the same space and having conversations and doing healing work. So yeah, that's basically the retreat. It's like a women's self-love luxury sleepover in Mexico where we do fun stuff like ride ATVs and go to the beach and do parasailing, but also we do like the healing work of writing letters to our inner child, doing energy work, getting Reiki performed on us, having talks about self-love, yada yada.
That is
so it's so, very different so from most beautiful. Retreats. It's not just like, oh, everyone has to come and eat leaves and only do yoga. It's like actually a fun girls trip where we do the healing work as well. And like, to me, I feel that it is self-loving to go on a luxurious vacation. It is self-loving to have fun. It is self-loving to connect with other women. So not only are we talking about self-love, but we're doing it in real time.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. Because I think that, you know, especially in society, we are very masculine oriented. We are very patriarchal. And I find that the feminine, the divine feminine, has been very secondary in that role. And for, you know, women to really be able to find that power and to find that power not only within themselves, but within other women as well and empower them. I truly wholeheartedly find that so beautiful. I have seen such a rekindling spirit in the divine feminine, especially in today's day and age, when it comes to, you know, being empathetic, understanding, having strength for oneself, and really, once again, manifesting the life that we desire. And I think that men will join tune. I'm starting to see more and more things with men, but ultimately, you know, it's so fascinating with men is because in order to create that oneness, there has to be an embrace of that divine feminine. And there's still that social aspect of like, oh, you can't be too feminine. You can't be too much in your emotions. You can't feel too much. And, you know, I find that once again, these things are shifting to where it's not a matter of the masculine or feminine. It's just about the one. It's about the true coming together of the individual, embracing both that masculine and feminine. So I think that's beautiful. I think that is so awesome, man. And especially to once again, have a resource that, you know, women specifically can go to, because especially now in days and age, you know, women don't feel safe, man. They really don't. And, you know, to be able to create that space of someone who is not only like you, but has gone through maybe a similar journey or has, you know, had similar thoughts and feelings, to be able to create that bridge and then say, here's the other side of the bridge. Let me help you. I'm going to take your hand and we'll do this together. That's just so beautiful, man. That is so, so beautiful. And I just, thanks. I love, yes, that is incredible. You out here changing the world,
I'm out here. I'm doing the thing.
Doing the thug thistle.
Even
doing
if it kills me, I'm doing it.
I love it. That is so incredible. That is so incredible. With our last couple of minutes, I wanted to ask for all of our aspiring bloggers and aspiring authors, and for just people who, you know, want to share their message, but maybe a little too much within their mind or too much, you know, once again, talking about that law of attraction, have those conflicting internal conversations. What would be your advice or a couple pieces of advice for them?
Okay, so if you want to have influence online, you need to have consistency, which is very hard. And it's gonna feel like you are talking to a wall when you first record your podcast and three people listen. It's feel like you're talking to a wall when you write a blog post and it only gets shared one time on Pinterest. You're gonna feel like you are wasting your time. Honestly, it's really hard to push past the phase of like, well, this is not working. Why am I not going viral? Blah, 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 blah. And even I still go there. I'm like, oh my God, only 3,000 people listen to this episode. Like, how is this not 3 million? Like, I was still there. Okay. It doesn't matter how big you get. You're always going to be like, it's not enough. Right.
100%.
So just preparing for that mentally, and also not making it so much about you, because I had a blockage in the beginning of like, oh, I hate how I look on camera, or I don't like my voice, or this, that, and the other. And it's like, Kelsey, it's not about you. It's about the message. Okay. Yes. Are you the messenger or are you not the messenger? Like, get it together,
saying,
get over yourself. Right. And be the messenger if that's what like you're committing to doing. And I was like, okay, you're right. Like, I'm the messenger. I'll do it. Even if I don't always like how I look or how I sound or how I talk or how fast I talk when I get excited or whatever, like, I'm still going to fucking show up and do the thing, because I feel like that is personally my calling. So whatever you feel called to do, I mean, just commit to it and do it. And it's gonna take time. Like, I didn't just start blogging yesterday. I've been blogging for like 6 years and nobody used to care, you know? So it's like, now I'm on my fourth book and we're starting to get some traction, but it can take time, you know? So you have to have that patience. I hate the P word, but you gotta have it sometimes. just not getting discouraged. I think it's easy to get discouraged when everything is about like numbers and statistics and you don't get a lot of feedback from actual people, right? You might get comments, you might get an email, but like, it feels like, why am I doing this? It's like in person, right? If you talk to 10 people, you're probably going to get 3 people come up to you after and be like, oh, that was so great. I really love that. That really helped me. But like online, it's so different. So I think just keeping that in mind too. Like, you don't know who you're impacting and to what degree. So you just have to assume that you are.
110%. Like that shit is so magical, dude. When you have people reach out to you and it's like, I've been going through X, Y, and Z, and I've been feeling this way for the last 5 years. And then I listen to your episode and all of a sudden I'm a new person. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that wasn't
like, me? My episode? Like,
what? For real? You sure? Are you sure? Is this the right episode? What did you listen to? What did you hear? Like, and you know, just being able to have that impact on people, literally, once again, from just sharing your personal experiences and perspectives. Because as you said, you know, I've been doing this for even like 5 years myself. And, you know, the first couple episodes were like, is anybody really listening? Like, does anyone really give a shit? Like, I don't know. I'm just gonna let this shit go. And then you start to get the messages and people start to reach out and then people start to tell you, you're like, oh, this might be working some, this might be doing something here. And then before you know it, it's an entirely different world that you're in, because you understand that, once again, it's not about you. It's about your service. It's about the message. It's about what it is that you're here to do. And as long as you allow that to happen, and once again, being a triple earth sign, I don't know anything about patience. It may sound like it being grounded, but that patience shit, that don't work for me. That don't work for me at all. My Virgo moon is like, okay, while I'm being patient, I'm overthinking everything. I'm trying to create and prepare for any type of scenario. And it's like, look, this shit just doesn't work. Can we just execute now? Like, can we please just hit action and just let it and just have it go? Cause this isn't okay. So I feel you, man. I feel you. And I think that those are some really, really great gems. So, you know, first and foremost, thank you. Thank you so much for not only being on this episode, for just the work that you do, for putting the work into yourself, for putting the work into your own past experiences and understanding yourself to the point that you're able to share that knowledge with people and help them get out of their own way. Thank you for that, because I feel like there's so many people, once again, that, you know, want to take that leap, but they're just like, I don't know, I don't feel it. But then we have you that's just kind of like, you know what, fuck it. I'm queen of manifesting. I'm doing this shit. I'm about to make it happen. I'm about to change lives. I'm about to be a light worker. And it's like, yes, that's the energy that we need. And that's how we're going to step into this new era. So I just, once again, want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for the retreat. Thank you for the episodes. Thank you for the books. And where can we listen to you? Where can we find you? Where can we get your books? Where can we access you?
Yeah. So first I just want to say thank you for recognizing all the hard work I put into this.
It's a lot.
Information, because it's not just the hours doing the podcast. It's not just the hours writing the books. It's my personal journey of healing, breaking through. Like, everything I teach, I've been through personally. So it's a journey. I always joke that, like, oh, I suffer first so that I can help other people not suffer.
Facts.
Because they'll literally have like a breakdown and then a breakthrough. And then like, on Instagram, what is that fire Instagram post? It's from the breakdown, breakthrough, learning moment. And everything that I got in that moment, I'm like, ooh, time to share. And I go on there, and it's always personal. So for you to recognize that it's personal for me, and I really practice what I teach, and that I put a lot of effort into this, thank you for recognizing that. And yeah, as far as connecting with me, kelseyaida.com is where you can find everything. So I'm sure you'll link to that in the show notes or wherever. The new book, Letters to the Universe, you can Google it. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. It is everywhere. Pre-orders are so important for authors. So if you're hearing this in time before January 11th or any time around then, please pre-order or order a copy. It is going to be such a fun manifesting tool for you guys to have. Literally, I took my special manifestation process of how I used to script, and then I made it better, and then I put it into this pretty little journal. So everyone can experience the whole process of working through the resistance, clearing blockages, getting clear, having that clarity, and then writing a letter to the universe and exploring and expanding your relationship with your life and desire and the universe in that way. So Letters to the Universe, go grab a copy, and then follow me on Instagram and TikTok, Kelsey Aida. I'm always posting fire on my Instagram stories. Like, whenever I have a super excited teaching moment, that's the first place I go. So Instagram stories, and then my podcast, High Vibe In It. If you guys like to hear me talk about things and you like to hear my perspectives, I co-host a podcast with a hypnotherapist, Lindsay Robinson. She's one of my best friends. And we talk about all these things, self-love, manifesting, healing, astrology, all the fun stuff, all the good vibes. Obviously, it's called High Vibe In It. So that's everywhere where you can listen to podcasts. And if you want to join the retreat, you can learn everything about it at kelseyaida.com/retreat. The only one I'm doing this year is in October. I did two last year, but I'm only going to do one this year. So get on that if you're wanting to come, because it'll definitely fill up. And yeah, Kelsey Aida. Just Google me. I'm everywhere.
And I want to say, to verify, her Instagram stories are pretty fucking lit. Like I was going on there and I followed you and I was looking, and I was like, oh, we got some content. Oh, we got some life transformation. Oh, we got some acknowledging of trauma. And I'm just like, oh, okay. So this is where it's at. This is what it's doing. Yes.
I like to keep it real, you know.
100%. Because I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're not here to try to connect on that fluffy bullshit, man. Like, we're here to really get down to the nitty gritty, because that's where the magic happens. That's where the transformation happens, when you're really looking yourself, your highest self of selves is looking back at your current self and saying, what are you willing to do to transform your life? What are you willing to acknowledge? What are you willing to change? What are you willing to come to the understanding of to live your best life? And that shit can get dark. That shit can get dark.
It can get gritty. Get uncomfortable.
Very much so. Very, very much so. But, you know, once again, through those moments, through that darkness, we see the greatest of light. And, you know, without rain, things can't grow. You know, we have to be able to have that water and that balance.
Yeah, and I want to say something about that to tie it back into manifesting. Here's my theory. This is my Kelsey logic. This is not something I channeled from the universe. This is my speculation. So I think that the universe designed us to have these desires and to manifest our dreams as like a carrot on a stick to motivate us, or our higher self maybe designed this, to motivate us to become the person that we want to be. Because the person who you are now is not the same person who has what you want, unless you have what you want, right? So there's a gap there, and that gap between you and your desire is the healing journey, is the upgrading journey, is the emotional work to get you to the person who you want to be. Because ultimately, the only reason why you ever want to manifest anything is because you think it will make you feel a certain way, right? We're after an experience, not so much a thing. We want to experience a certain type of flavor of emotion. So we put all these conditions. When I have the love of my life, then I'll feel sexy. When I lose 10 pounds, then I'll feel pretty. When I have $1 million, then I'll feel abundant. When I have a puppy, then I'll feel happy. Whatever it is, it's always a feeling, right? And so it's like the universe, or maybe our higher self, designed this process where it's like, okay, the gap between where you are, where you want to get to, is an emotional healing, upgrading, aligning opportunity every single time. So the manifesting is fun, and it's great to create what you want and to get those results. But ultimately, the gap is where the magic is, because it's set up to help you become the person who you want to be. So that's why manifestation is not just manifestation. It is a process of becoming.
Mic drop.
Good, right? Boom. Boom. And on that note, you're welcome for putting those sparkles in your earbuds, and have a great day.
I love it. I love it. That's the shit I love, man. That's the shit I love. Well, you, once again, Kelsey, are an incredible, incredible human being, light worker, just being of light in general. Thank you for, once again, what it all that you do and what it is that you do. And I truly, truly cannot wait to see the life of abundance that you create, not only for yourself, but also create in this world by showing others how to do the same. So once again, Kelsey, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being on this episode. And each and every one of you, make sure you go pre-order that book. I pre-ordered it. I cannot wait. I am like, literally, like the moment that I see it's delivered, I'm hunting down the Amazon man, because I'm like, look, bro, I need this right now. We about to change
chasing
lives
after the Amazon truck. Give me my journal.
Exactly. I want my journal now. All right. And you better not have taken a page out of it. I will know.
That's funny.
Oh, so you are awesome. So to everybody, have a wonderful day. Wishing you peace and blessings, love and light each and every day and always, and then always and forever. Wishing you strength, understanding, love, creation, but most importantly, wishing you healing. Peace and blessings and love and light always. Ashe.